Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Food banks across the state are bracing for what could be yet another surge in demand. It's because extended unemployment benefits are set to expire at the end of this month. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports now, demand at food banks is already double what it was before the pandemic.
It's a busy weekday at the Greater Boston Food Bank, a large warehouse in Boston's South End that supplies some 350 soup kitchens and food pantries throughout the region. At the heart of the operation are about 25 workers, the ones who unpack food pallets and pack up orders for shipment. Damian Reynoso of Hyde Park knows from his own experience why the work he does matters.
I've been homeless a few years ago, so I was food insecure, so it's a mission that hits home. So I'm definitely coming in every day just looking forward to that and knowing that I'm making a difference for somebody's kid, somebody's mom, dad.
Since the pandemic, the Greater Boston Food Bank has distributed more food each month than any other in its 40-year history. That's meant long weeks for the warehouse workers who drive around forklifts and every day move hundreds of thousands of pounds of food.
I don't think I'm hot enough.
Warehouse worker K.C. Hollis of Dorchester says the pandemic reminds him of the busiest time of the year.
Every day is like Thanksgiving. Then knowing that, you know, something like this was going to be a continuing thing, you know, we just had to, you know, work harder and push more product out.
Last month saw a 100% increase over the previous June. That translates to nearly 12 million pounds of food in 1 month, says the food bank's Catherine Drennan.
While people are going, returning back to normal, we are pretty much, this is our new normal.
But now the state's food banks are bracing for another surge. Drennan says if Congress doesn't act to restore the additional $600 a week people are receiving in unemployment benefits, demand starting next month could spike again.
The unemployment numbers are getting better, but they're not getting as good as they were before this crisis hit. And it takes a long time for people to bring themselves back into an economic place where they feel stable.
Massachusetts has four food banks in different parts of the state, and they agree that state government has stepped up to fund the increased need. The governor recently allocated $56 million to fight hunger during the pandemic, and the federal government has started providing emergency food supplies. But Jean McMurray, head of the Worcester County Food Bank, worries about more than food. She asks what will happen if the current moratorium on evictions expires and the state sees a wave of displacement that some are predicting.
Anybody that's working in the basic needs community is very concerned because we get the connection between housing and hunger, and healthcare and hunger.
At the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, Christina Maxwell says the huge demand for food aid highlights even deeper problems we're facing. She says food aid is a Band-Aid over a wound.
A few groceries help people get from today to tomorrow, and they help them get to the end of the week. But in terms of like real systemic assistance that people are going to need to get out of the hole that they're in right now, that help is really going to need to continue to flow from the federal and state governments.
In the meantime, Maxwell says her food bank is preparing to handle yet another surge in demand that could happen when emergency unemployment benefits expire in 2 weeks. That's unless Congress finds a way to keep the money flowing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.